Last summer, the La Crosse County Jail began receiving technical assistance and training from the National Institute of Corrections. The jail is among six sites chosen nationwide to address the needs of ex-offenders returning to their communities. Jesse Janetta is a research associate with the Urban Institute heading the project.
In the next year, we would hope to have more transition planning. We'd want to see clarity about who in the community should be working with which parts of the population, and really seeing that as people are walking out of the jail and engage with community providers and so on, that there's a clear plan for them.
Jane Claycamp is the Justice Sanctions Manager at the La Crosse County Jail. She says they're doing just that.
We're involving community organizations, which we've not done very well in the past. We're involving systems players. We're looking at data. We have a working agreement between agencies. We've also agreed on a release of information that we can use between agencies.
With such partners as the YWCA, Mary Kay Wolf is their executive director. Wolf says housing is one of the biggest barriers for people leaving the jail.
We haven't spoken to a lot of these individual landlords or things like that, but what we're also trying to do is get community resources to come into the jail and to meet with those that are going to be leaving before they actually leave.
Wolf says the hope is that with a relationship already established, people will be more willing to seek help from community resources. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.